call this meeting to order. All the committee members are here, so we do have a quorum. Please join me in the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the United States of America and to the Republic of which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Do we have any added agenda items?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Did those two exhibits count as added agenda?
No, there is before, there's information for you.
Has anybody not read the October 9th minutes? Is there any discussion or addition or changes to the minutes?
Is it the October 12th minutes?
October 9th, I think.
Is it the 9th?
Or was that hearing we had down at?
That was the 11th. No, it's just these.
You have two sets?
Two sets.
Okay.
The October 9th was the one before the hearing.
Yeah, here.
We didn't approve those.
It was here, okay.
Okay.
That's the ones with the bullets on it, right? No, there's a whole set of other minutes, but I thought it was October 12th.
October 9th, well.
And November 9th.
October 9th is what I have.
November 9th.
That was the hearing.
November 9th meeting.
And then we went to the hearing.
This one and the one before that, I think you had it.
It's the 12th. Right, it's this big minutes, isn't it? That's like a.
Oh, it was October 12th.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Change back to October 12th.
On the agenda, make the paper.
Those were news minutes.
Right. And I would like to make a.
Okay.
I would like to suggest a correction to the October 12th minutes in section 8, where it talks about.
Can you give me a page and a paragraph? That really helps.
Public comment?
Page 2.
Uh-huh.
Section 8, public comments.
Paragraph.
It's one paragraph, there's just one paragraph, second line, where it says, "Paul Dunder, the Pine Area resident, complained." I would like to suggest that we change that verbiage to "voice his opinion."
Sure.
That while he is paying city taxes, because he owns a business.
Yeah.
I'd like to clarify that.
Yeah. I didn't see him as complaining.
No, he wasn't complaining.
Yeah.
Just a.
He was saying.
Might not change.
Just wanted a picture of the charter committee, maybe we need it on all the.
Was it serious or?
You guys come here. Okay, everyone look this way and make sure you see, this is our charter committee. You know, you're kind of making the history, so I wanted to, people look back 100 years from now and say, "Who were these people?"
Who were they?
How they were dressed.
Are there any other changes or corrections or additions or deletions?
That's all for me.
I guess I can approve those as amended, since this is the same body. How about the November 9th minutes? Are there any changes, additions, corrections, deletions? Approved as read. As written.
Do you want to make a, do I make a motion? No, we didn't make motions for approving the minutes.
Make a motion to approve the minutes as read, as.
As amended.
Those are the.
As amended.
November 9th.
November 9th minutes as written.
All those, any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Do I need to abstain since I wasn't there? Okay.
How about the October 12th? Let's get those, do, I'll entertain a motion.
Motion to approve as read.
Second. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Approved. Okay. Next item is to finalize the charter, and we have two submissions. One of them was published in the Benbolton.com.
Thank you.
Did everybody read this? Get a chance to read it? D just my opinion, much of what we heard a couple of weeks ago. And then we have a document from Janie Benner, and it appears as though she is submitting this on behalf of the Chamber of Commerce Economic Development and Government Affairs Committee, because she says we respectfully submit it. So I presume that it is on behalf of that committee that she is requesting that we continue to consider non-residents. Are there anybody want to voice any comments about any thoughts they have on the meeting we had, or any thoughts of, since then?
I would like to.
Yes.
Well, I thought they had some good points there, and they truly felt the mayor should be able to vote on the committee rather than abstain from voting. That's, they seemed to think that was really important.
Well, the mayor can vote in a tie, right?
That's how it's currently read.
Yeah.
I heard that from one person, and I saw a couple of heads nod.
Yeah.
But I didn't see a groundswell of people jump up and say that I agree. I heard it from our ex-mayor, or past mayor.
I heard it from somebody else too there.
Okay. there was a couple of people sitting there,
yeah,
and they were in agreement. But I didn't take that as a groundswell. No, I took it the same way I took the one about the town and the city. So that's my input.
How did you take that one?
Leave it as a city, because she said that she's the same one that brought that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So she had two strong opinions.
Three.
Anybody else?
Did she do this?
Well, those are her. I mean, she feels that no outsiders.
Oh, right.
I will say, I know you're not supposed to do a survey, but I did a poll. I have clients that come in that live in the city, and they all feel very strongly they do not want an outside commissioner. They don't want a council person. They do not want that.
Mm-hmm. Well, if we were to put that in, then it would be up to the city council to accept it or reject it, right?
No.
And the voters.
The voters.
Are you meaning that they could change it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, your job isn't to punt it like that.
I mean, know.
You guys need to do what the group here wants, and then they can change it. They can, but I mean, probably they'll take mostly, I would assume. There's like five of them, there's nine of you. I'm assuming they're going to kind of take it. So, I mean, you need to not send it thinking they're going to change it. You need to send what you guys want, and then it may be changed, but.
I thought there was a lot of good input from that there was a lot of good comments about, you know, the charter and what we're doing, and from that group, it was a pretty good sized group, I thought.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it was a positive.
It kind of surprised me, just a little off the. I was really surprised that people were so against having non Deschutes County residents.
Yes, that's the other thing.
I grew up in the Gresham area, and the Portland metropolitan area is three counties, and nobody cares. But there was general consensus that, hey, we don't want anybody with Deschutes if you go outside the city.
Right.
Yeah.
Because they said, you mean outside of Deschutes County?
And those people support us very well inside, if you really want to be technical about it. I mean, those people from Klamath County comes in and spend big dollars in La Pine. So, you know, that's a real slam to them. So you vote in a fifth council person from outside the city limits, we could be it. It's a whole can of worms, you guys. I'm just not willing to work with it.
Well, I feel it is too, especially if we have to go through a legal process and not fob it off on the city council and then let them bring it to the voters and then have a big heave-ho. I still think that a lot of people are missing the boat, as they say in the Venn bulletin here. when you stop to think that it is a proven fact that 50% of the tax base of property tax in the town of Lapine are non-resident businesses that are floating the boat for Lapine.
That's true, but when you open that can of worms...
No, but I just, you know, they say, well, they're not paying taxes and stuff like this. The businesses do, as you know.
Oh, no, I don't pay taxes. I just, you know, do business down there.
Are there any more general comments from the committee?
Well, are we going to change?
About the meeting? About that, your question originally was about that meeting.
Well, no, I guess just... Before I ask for comments from everybody, and before we get down to voting on the issues at hand, I just want to kind of have a few minutes if anybody had anything they wanted to say.
Well,
this probably will be our last time that we discuss this. Mm-hmm. Should be our last time.
I'm inclined to agree with the people that live in the city of Lapine, even though there are. And the voters, the ones that vote, I'm inclined to agree with them. That they seem, most the majority of the people at that meeting seemed adamant that we should not put someone on the city council that, or let them vote the way, be elected.
And they did show up to that meeting to voice their opinion. I mean, this is a nice letter. But where was somebody from that committee to be talking to us at the hearing?
Was Dan there?
Well, I'm still, I realize that it's the stronger opinion to not have an outsider, although I'm still for having an outsider.
I still think that we have a extremely different demographic, and that there are just a ton of businesses here and property owners that pay the taxes off. I still stand to that I would go that way.
Well, it seems that then this would come into play as, I don't know, we're putting this on the ballot, that the city voters would actually vote whether or not that could be, because they would need to be aware of why.
Well, we have to come up with a charter that we're going to recommend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyway, I mean...
And they either vote for the charter or they don't. There's no, we like this part, but we don't like this part.
Right. And then we have to go back to the drawing board. Mm-hmm.
I know we all have our feelings about it. So my feeling is that I've always wrestled with it, because we know why. They're such a big part of us, the community outside of Lapine, city limits. I know there's a way that we need to include them, and I think there is a vehicle at hand, and it's the part that I've explained before about, if we look at this, the charter committee, there's five residents and four non-residents on this committee. It's a powerful committee. It's important. And we're going to give the council a document that I can't see why they would go to make big changes to it, especially in the two or three areas that are the specific points that are sort of different from where other cities are. That really shows you the power of what the committees that deliver information and positions to the city council have. So much more than just one member on the council. I looked at the resolutions and the ordinances today to look at how many residents and non-residents are involved in the committees. Okay, on the utilities committee, there's a 7 members. There's 4 residents. There is a business person. It doesn't have to be a resident. There's a planning commission has a seat, and it doesn't have to be a resident. And then the public at large is not a resident, or with first emphasis going to the district, special districts. Then there's the TRT committee. There's 7 members. Business owners in the city or residents. The first
two. And then there's a for-profit tourism industry. That can be an outsider. A chamber member, that can be an outsider. Hospitality industry, that can be an outsider. Parks and Rec representative, there's another outsider. And believe it or not, as I spend a half an hour on this, the seventh position is not described in the resolution. So there's a little typo in there that left off the seventh position. But there you are, the whole committee of TRT money, which is $80,000 plus or minus, is a pretty close figure, can be spent by a committee that doesn't belong to the inside, isn't a resident. Public Utilities Committee, seven members, one from each neighborhood, that's three. The Board of Directors from the Chamber, that can be a non-resident. The Planning Commission, that can be a non-resident. And two city council. I'm not sure why they're on there. They're on there.
Yeah, one of the things you could do, we can change by resolution if you wanted to make those two non-residents possibly, or, you know, to increase it.
And that was one.
And the reason that that's on there was, I mean, I inherited a councilman who liked to serve on these committees, so.
And then the charter committee, which we've already talked about.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have the Public Works Committee here.
The Transportation Committee, but now the Public, or actually the Transportation Committee's kind of done. Public right. Works is, they haven't met because we haven't got organized
right.
enough.
But when you look at that, it's the same thing. It's got a mix in there. So just summarizing this, a large number of outsiders can really direct how the city operates. I mean, can be influential in how the city gets information presented to them to make a decision on. It speaks to me that you won't have this. You'll have people from the outside the city limits making strong, valid input. Plus, you won't have a convoluted charter. Will be the only one in the state that twist the way they do business by having somebody on the outside. And that, I've said all I
see.
Okay. Any other comments?
Can you say something other than the topic?
You may say anything.
It'll be nice. I think it has been wonderful meeting with all of you and being a part of this. It was, what did I know about a city charter, you know? It's been a wonderful, I'm glad you were here to lead us. It made it really effortless. Mm-hmm. And it's a nice mix where we could say what we thought, whether it was popular or not. And it's just been a real joy. I want to thank all of you. It's just been really a wonderful little bit of knowledge here.
We should try to hear from you ladies at the end.
Yeah, they're pretty quiet.
Well, I was all for an outside. I don't like calling them outsiders.
Okay.
A non-resident. But if the city's not going to pass it, then we're going to be back at
yes.
doing it all over again, and we're not going to get a charter. And, I mean, you guys met with the people. Sorry I wasn't there. I was sick and didn't want to get you guys sick.
Thank you.
Yes. And and I'm really wanting it because I'm one of those that would run. But if they're not going to pass it, they're not going to pass it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not going to get us anywhere. So
I was for the non-resident. Because I'm a non-resident, and I always wanted to be part of the city, working and helping and doing everything like that. And every time I tried to go in, I was not allowed. because I was a non-resident. And I thought that would help. But listening to Ken at the last, the meeting before last, about the committees, mm-hmm. you still get involved, and that's changed my mind a little bit.
Well, I think the non-residents are well represented on all the committees, and what more do they want?
Well, I've voiced my opinion before, and I'll repeat it. We are unique. However, we're not that unique that we're different from every other city in the state of Oregon. And like has been mentioned here, the other cities must be operating in the same manner. They have their non-resident people in the community who are on their certain committees and influence the management of the city. And I just am assuming that's the way it is. 242 some cities is pretty compelling.
So. What all do we need?
Well, hold on. We've got three people.
Do we have any more comments from...
Well, John Thomas, Planning Commission Chair, and non-resident outsider. I've heard from both sides, if you will. I can appreciate you folks, the job you have to do. I think you have a wonderful charter. It's awesome. It's a little amazing how huge this one point has surfaced. You have 99% of a charter, and then your whole last discussion is whether we should, have a council. From what I've heard, the non-resident that would want to be on the council would be the person that would say that would be a vote. And some people have said, and Ken made an awesome point, that there's a lot of us that are influencing the council in different ways. They would say that isn't the same. It's about control, and there would be the resident would have a little bit of fear that they would lose control of the business of the city if they were allowed the non-resident to come in council. So, I can understand both sides. What I would say is in your recommendations to the council, and the council, you're in a bit of a fix, and the council right now is made up of five residents of the city of Lapine. It'd be hard to sell them on a charter that says, we recommend that you allow a non-resident. And Lapine then would be the only city in the state of Oregon that you'd be doing that. Certainly, that would be some history you'd be looking at. But my recommendation would be that you go with the majority vote of this committee here. But please understand that the uniqueness of this area really does need, they need to be included. And you absolutely have got to have an attitude where they are part of this community as the 1,600 people, and then some 16,000. So there's an overwhelming majority of people that live near this city, that claim this city as their own. And if you alienate those people, I just, if I were a fearsome person, I would say that I would want them on my side more than not, because those are people that would choose to come to La Pine to do business versus go to Bend and some other places. So without trying to instill fear, I'm just looking at the facts. And the facts are that it is overwhelming that those people should not be ignored. And so maybe it would be that you could have a little PR piece after this charter is passed to try to bring them into the fold, so to speak. There needs to be something done, because people are absolutely counting on that fact. They're really counting on it. And I don't think they're counting so much as that one counselor as being excluded in the process. And so if we include them somehow, I don't know how you're going to do it, but that would be my recommendation.
Really appreciate that. And that, I think point very well taken. Like Rick said, we need to promote this. I think we need a program to make sure all the residents realize who is on the committees and who and how it is an integrated process, not just those council members. We
that it is non-residents on committees.
And we encourage non-residents to become and be involved.
But we probably need to publish something.
Mm-hmm.
I think John made the specific point that's great, is that it's a PR thing. Mm-hmm. You need to do the PR, and of course Ken will always be the one saying that we haven't engaged the city residents yet at the level they should be by not sending them a some kind of monthly newsletter or some kind of card that says this is going on right now, we need your help or something, and a PR piece in the local papers, which I think would be one direction, because I don't think we can make a mail out to the greater
La Pine.
but that's I think it is a PR program that needs to let them know.
Well, even though it's good to have someone from the city send out what they would like, send to us what they would like to be published. Because it's hit and miss what I put in there, I have time for. what I can do, what I think, what I've got, the info I've got. And
I'm sure that the new council will bring ideas forward that will include something like that.
Mm-hmm. Press release or something.
Is there any other comments? Yes.
Stu Martinez, resident in the city. And I don't like the word outsider, non-resident, or neighbor is a better word, I think. Go back to the old days when I grew up, which wasn't that long ago. I lived outside a city of population 350. We weren't considered outsiders. We were part of that community. I think what's happened in La Pine is by 4 miles was my aunt. Well, they turned that whole city around. Now the population, I think, is right where La Pine is at today. And they are a major agricultural farming community. And they hold the largest rodeo on the 4th of July in the nation. That's how that community came together. And I think La Pine can do the same thing with involvement from our neighbors outside of the city limits. But I don't think you'll get this charter passed with a person from outside the city on the charter.
Right.
We need to just keep engaging everyone in the city to get involved. And on the other part of the charter that's been questioned is the mayor voting. Yes, the mayor has to be able to vote. I think that is an important, and it was mentioned, I think, can three or four people voice their opinion on that, because
but they can
I think the current mayor, Kitty, brought up that the people need to know where that person stands.
Yes.
And the only way you're going to know by going to some of the meetings is by the vote record. So I think that also needs to be included. Thank you. And awesome job, you folks. My hat's off to you. Go Beavers.
Go Giants.
How many different items are we voting on?
Really, I mean, it's up to you.
Just those two?
You can change anything. I mean, but those are the two, if I remember right, that came up.
What, the other? I'm sorry.
No problem. So I don't know.
The other one that came up that was commented on was the mayor should serve a 4-year term, not a 2-year.
This group was like unanimous to a 2.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right, and there was a comment that they should. Well, do the counselors serve 4, correct?
Yeah.
So we did receive a comment at the hearing. Why would you not have your mayor go with 4 years also? Because it takes them a while to get up to speed. I'm inclined to change to go with that. I'd like to revisit that point tonight too, Mr. Chairman.
So, are there more than those 3 points?
I was wondering why we thought the mayor should only have a 2-year term.
I was trying to remember that too.
Yeah.
I know we had quite a discussion on it, I know.
That it was too much for the mayor to do 4 years, or kept him fresh, or
what? Yeah, we talked about
that was
what
the turnover. There was the turnover on the council or something.
Isn't it the majority of the mayors serve?
I don't know that. In Central Oregon, in the cities that elect mayors, they are 2 years. And I think the reason is, if you happen to get one that's a bad one, you don't want, and because they are the leader, it says they're the leader of the city, then you're stuck. The other thing is, it's so that you always have a majority every 2 years. By having 4 years and 4 years, then otherwise you'd have a majority one cycle, a minority the next cycle. I think that's probably why most have done it. And most mayors serve on the council first, this idea that, well, they come with no experience. Usually, they serve on the council a term and then run for mayor. That doesn't mean they have to, though.
Well, they could run again, too.
Yeah, and if incumbents are hard to beat if they're not really screwing up. Yeah.
Well, and usually a good mayor doesn't have anybody running against him either.
Yeah.
I kind of like the 2-year term.
Let's take the mayor.
Okay.
Let's take the mayor's. Well, first of all, I have 3 items. Is there any more than those 3 that we need to vote on? Okay.
That's all.
Mayor's term, 2 years versus 4 years. Any more discussion on that? The current vote was for the mayor to serve it. 2-year term. And all those in favor of the mayor of keeping verbiage that way, please raise their hand. I show a vote of 7-1.
2.
You want 4? Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
6-2.
Oh, you have 9.
There's 9
people,
of us.
Why don't you have him raise her hand slowly and let her get a vote, so.
Looks like 7-2.
Yep.
Mayor's vote. Whether or not the mayor votes, the council or the committee, current verbiage is the mayor would vote in ties only.
And did that get discussed?
Yes.
Just briefly. But let's discuss it
before we vote.
The idea that I have about that is that it, by the mayor not voting except in ties, it gives the mayor the opportunity to run, you know, run the council, but to manage the council and deal with the issues that come up for the mayor without having to put a lot of effort into his making his position not necessarily known, but making his position.
Can I clarify something? So we would still have five council members and a mayor.
Right.
Is that correct?
No, four and a mayor.
Four and a mayor. So we'd have four voting council, and then the mayor would come in on the tie, mm-hmm. which could be needed yes. quite often.
Yes. You know, I think the real point, or points here, it doesn't matter whether the mayor has a voting right or not, as far as the vote is concerned. If the majority, whether the mayor votes or not, if the majority, right. so
if three vote for it, it's going right. to pass.
Yeah. What the point is, if the mayor doesn't vote, they can, like Ken mentioned, they can kind of sit back and let the council come up with a decision. If the mayor has a vote, like Stu mentioned, mm-hmm. the whole world knows how the mayor feels.
Right.
So those are probably the...
Those are the two issues.
Yeah. Two issues.
And I took part of my thoughts about this, and I think if we looked at the record of the council's votes, you will find very few, if any, that there wasn't a majority.
Mm-hmm.
There's been very few, if any, issues that got voted down.
Yeah.
And Stu could probably speak to that, but I know that Rick has mentioned that it happens very seldom.
Yeah, most votes are 4-1 or 5-0, and you know.
Go ahead, Stu.
Just sitting here thinking and listening. So, if I'm understanding the mayor's the proposal is the mayor doesn't vote, but does the mayor take part in discussion?
Yes.
Then, when the discussion is over, the mayor would not be able to back up the discussion with a vote.
Well, the mayor votes only in a tie.
Okay.
Which is basically what you're doing anyhow, because you're still voting. I mean,
but
you're still voting it out loud.
Can I make another comment? And Stu, you made the comment that the nobody would know what his position or her position was. I don't agree that at all. I think that the mayor's going to make a comment and make their position.
Yeah.
It's just that as the chair said, the vote's going to be, you know, it's not going to be different. It's not going to be affected.
Well, have you been on councils that have mm-hmm. both ways?
Well, I've only been on a council in one city, and it's the same. It actually matters. You don't vote unless there's a tie. That's their charter. That's how I did it.
And on that, you could be asked to what your opinion is, I presume.
What I would do. In reality, you kind of voice your opinion. You do voice your opinion because you're leading. I think it's probably not a big deal either way. At the end of the day, you know, there's bigger issues in a charter. But, you know, some of the things you've already settled on. You're right. You get to kind of run the meeting. I mean, no, in most cities, when we do this roll call vote that's very formal, that's not done in most cities. I mean, if I'm running a meeting, when I ran a meeting for this, I was mayor in my 20s and mayor in my 40s. And, you know, you'd say, you know, all those in favor, aye, those opposed. If there's no opposed, she just puts out motion carry. Yeah. You don't put out a bunch of names of who voted how. So I don't even, you know, it doesn't matter. Was it 4-0 or 5-0? It's just motion carried. Well, and then, you know, what here you have, now on resolutions or ordinances, you do a roll call vote. But just your routine stuff is not roll call vote, Patty calls. Because one of the things you do here, which is actually not, they always start at the same end. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you, if I was mayor and I laid out where people sat, I have an ally at the end that's always starting, because votes will go with the flow. And that's right now, I notice that our meetings, it always starts with Doug. Doug Ward starts every vote. Mm-hmm. They never rotate the vote down here first.
Sure.
So, you know, that's something maybe the council will change, just to go to more, it moves your meetings along. It cuts your vote time down a bunch. But, you know, Calder, Prineville's mayor votes. And of course, you still do the same thing. All those in favor, aye, and you just throw your hand up. So, you know, that part of it. You know, I get the feeling the public would like the mayor to vote. That's just my gut tells me. But just because it, you know, it's a smaller town, and Portland's mayor votes. I mean, more mayors vote. I think most mayors vote.
Point of going, getting past the council and then ultimately in the vote.
Yeah.
That's not the public is, you know, we've seen how many public shows up. They're gonna, we'll send out a newsletter or something a month before that explains the charter. People are going to vote yes or no, and they're not going to worry about these details. It's more of how you think you want this thing to function. Now, the outsider, that's a little more that could have an impact on how people vote. But this issue won't.
Yeah.
Any more comments? Current verbiage is the mayor votes only in the tie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Prineville, the mayor votes.
All those in favor of keeping the current verbiage, please raise their hand. One, two, three, four, five. One, two, three. Did you get this? 6-2-2.
Three. You got to vote.
So
do you have that, Patty?
6-3.
Let's put your hands up high. I think some of you go up halfway. We don't know if you're having a funeral or what.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
You need to serve. You're going to vote. You need to. What? How are you voting?
I'm going to go with the mayorship vote.
Does that mean your arm should be in the air?
No.
Or down. But what are you voting on now?
We're voting on keeping the current verb.
Okay. All right.
You have it.
Okay.
So that was 5-4?
6-3.
And which is it going to be?
6-3, that the mayor votes only in a tie. Okay, now for the non-controversial one. We beat it up. Well, we beat it up for 3 meetings at least. So, are there any more comments? All those in favor of all council members being a resident of the city of Lapine, please raise their hand.
Good for you, Patricia.
Yeah.
You stood your ground. I'm proud of you.
So be it.
Are we going to keep the 2-year term? Did we vote on that already?
Not yet.
Okay.
2-year term?
Yeah, we did. Was that here?
The 3 times.
A mayor's term
remains at 2 years.
Yeah.
A mayor votes only in a tie, and all council members are residents. And we will
basically, this is our guess. The charter as changed after your last meeting stands.
Yeah.
You didn't change anything in here.
Right.
So this is what we'll move forward. What I'll do is send it to the legal review, and then you have to change the or that, what if. But, and then, so when it goes to the council, it's been legal reviewed. and then you guys could come to that meeting, or, you know, at least a couple of the chair, and say, you know, here's what we did, and if they have questions as to why, and so forth, because we'll have to approve it pretty fast, because we have to get, by the 1st of March, has to go to the clerk's office. And we can't, in the middle of February, start changing things. They're going to require more legal review, so we're going to have to, you know.
When do you think it'll come to the council?
Probably
into January.
We'll do it in January, and then hopefully people kind of can articulate what they want, and then we can make it legal. If, in other words, I mean, if you're going to change, if you want to go to a 4-year term, that's easy. It means going to type it in. You know, it's really if you get into the non-resident, because that changes so many places, and it's new wording. There's no one to copy from, and you know, there's...
Well, and it's not just that. It's like what Bob said. When they said South County, those people about flipped out. I mean, excuse me, they support us very well, but yet, you know, they didn't want anybody from South County telling us what we were doing.
I encourage the new city council to do whatever it can to promote this, and we will too. We all will.
Yes.
And yes. Somehow let everybody know that this is a community thing, mm-hmm. and it just happens that the councilors are in the city.
Well, it you know, based on comments of two of them on the outsider, since two future councilmen are sitting here.
Yes.
And I do know one that's existing has told me quite firmly where he stands on that, mm-hmm. and it's on the record, and Don Greiner was not supportive of having an outsider. So
right,
in the mad mean world of politics, it's already 3-2, regardless of what the other two.
But
that's
we
just
have
the world is.
Two of our new councilors, and probably Dan too, and I think everybody, that really encourage the greater Lapine area,
yes.
to come and make a difference.
Yes.
Yeah. To be part of.
You know, I get the impression that because I was, since I came after kind of as the controversy was ending, or we maybe helped, hopefully we've ended some of it, but whatever term you like to call it, the first 6 months of 2010. When this issue really came, I'm wondering if that controversy, because lots of the folks involved were from out of town, and they felt like they weren't getting heard, and it wasn't. And so, because if you think, it's almost like an issue to me that was here because of that controversy. And then as the controversy, that issue just kind of, it might have been an issue of the moment a little bit, the fervor, because it's a bit surprising to me that when we've had hearings now, or meetings, one person at a meeting or two people at the most, really. I mean, it hasn't been, where's all these thousands that live out of town who want it? They just haven't shown up. So you almost have to think people threw it out as a comment months ago, but they don't have a big, in other words, it's just kind of like you guys have kind of switched a little. I'm wondering if it just kind of, it ran its course, thought it through.
But I also think that this time last year, because John and I had talked about this, the greater Lapine people weren't included on a lot of committees that they have been in the last.
They've encouraged them.
Yeah, and we need to keep encouraging them.
I would think that the council could do a resolution or something confirming its understanding of the value of the greater community to input and
the success
and that in all of these, the attitude should always be, or however you want to say it, that we shall always want to draw from the greater
mm-hmm.
community
area. Okay. Yes.
For the better benefit of the city
that's what you need to do.
I'm sure we're going to have a goal session shortly after we get installed and we get to talk about things.
Can I ask again about the process for the charter being finalized and taking effect?
It takes effect July 1st.
Oh, it takes effect July 1st.
Yeah.
Okay.
They vote on it. It's in your the May election, which. If you don't have all the holdup, but somewhere it's May whatever the election date is in May. It gets in.
I think you said the 17th.
But we'll.
Who will vote on it?
Old city. It's the same election.
And me?
It's the districts. You'll be voting on the fire board, water board, sewer board, and whoever else what's out there.
So they can get a copy of it and change it?
Tuesday is the 17th.
Yeah, I mean, it's a vote by mail. It'll be a normal election. It'll be on website.
We're going to stand adjourned at the pleasure of the city council until.
I want to thank all of you.
You aren't required to come to it, but I encourage you to come to that meeting.
I want to thank all of you for, we brought in 9 people, and I think some people notice it's some new faces, and that was important. It wasn't the same people we get at so many of the meetings, and you all did go back and forth, and I think you switched here and there. You guys did it. I mean, it's a good charter that's going to be good for Lapine, and I don't think there's any deal killers in here for anyone. Everyone's got an opinion, whether it should be 4-year or 2-year or 5 or 7 councilmen, but there's really no deal killers in here. And you can amend it. You'll find some other things in 10 years or 20 years you want to add to it or not add.
Everybody muted plus Chase Caballos for dinner.
Yeah.
So we're adjourned.